This what? Good morning. Again, thank you everybody for coming. Like I always say, and repeat it again, what you do on your off day shows the values, what you like to do, what you would like to do every day. And it's a tremendous inspiration for us in the Kail to be able to live in such a community. All you have to do is look around the room and see what everybody wants to do all day, every day. A little part of that might be the fact that the Refiner has agreed to come and is here. As everybody knows, he's well known far and wide for his amazing shiurim. And if he doesn't hurt me, his tzidkus is also a part of it. And it's with great pleasure and with great appreciation that we have a Refiner come. So thank you for that. I'd just like to mention briefly, just as far as scheduling, Mitzvah next Wednesday night, Rabbi Shraga Lapiansky is going to be coming Wednesday night, give a share on the Inyoni Chanukah, the Machshava. And then Wednesday night Chanukah, Mitzvah Shem, there'll be the Kohel of the Mesiba for the community. Rabbi Noach Isaac Oldbaum will be joining us for the Mesiba. And again, anyone who needs a Chavrusa, morning, night, day, anytime, be happy to try to help you out as best as we can. You can join the Torah that the Baruch Hashem, the Kohel has been known for. Once again, thank you, Refiner.
To Adonai Eloheinu Melech HaOlam Shehakol Nehyeh Bivro.
Amen. Good morning. It's indeed a tremendous achus and a kavod to have been invited again by the very persistent Chaim Krauss Shlita. But now that he tells me, and the prefatory remarks, how excited everyone is to come out to learn on the Sunday mornings of Baruch Hashem, best way to spend Thanksgiving. I guess I have a lot more than an hour now to share Torah with you this morning. Baruch Hashem, it's a gevaldike olam. It's always a zechus and a special miyuchadik, a kavod to come out. And we see out the deshmaya to share some different Torah this secular holiday morning. The official title was Yobin and Chanukah, Beauty and Halach and Hashkofa. We have several topics of discussion, but why don't we begin with some Rekha, some backdrop, understanding the very concept of Yofi in Chazal. Now let's flip back, let's rewind to Parshas Lech Lecha, Perek Yud Beis, Pasuk Yud Aleph. Avraham Avinu sees all of a sudden Ati Yadati, Hagishi Yafas Merelat. He sees now for the first time that Sarah's beautiful, Dafka specifically in a context of heading down to Mitzrayim, so the Sisei Chavon, the Marshal, the Nachas Yaakov, they're all bothered only now. Not only are they bothered, Enoch and Ami, Avraham Avinu, you're a Kodesh, you're Givaldi, Kodesh Kadoshim, but Akoponim, Avada, we know Avraham Avinu is Mekayim, Eskola Torah Kula, Kodem Shenitna, twice in Shas, Mishnah Kedushin, Pebez Amin Aleph, Yuma, the bottom of Chavches, Amin Beis, Avraham Avinu, Kiyim Es, Kolo, Torah, Kulo, Kodim, Shet, Nitna, Afile, Rubi, Tavshila, Afile, Rubi, Chatzeres, various Nischos, and the Gemara, Vakabonim, he kept everything, so that he kept the Sugi at the beginning in the second perk of Kedushin, beginning of Ishmael, Kadish, Mam Aleph, Amin Aleph, Osir, Lakadish, Isha, Achi, Yerena, Shemet, Timtsev, Odover, Magunim, Teskana, Bailish, and Amar, Vehatel, Rechakamaych, and Kedushim, Yates, Yudches, Havadam, and Mela, Avraham Avinu was Mekayim, he had the seer, so what's Pshat now? So many different terutzim. He never saw her in his life. Ena Chanami might have seen her. All you have to do is get a glimpse. You know the famous mice, the two Hasidim, that were walking together. A few steps, one in front of the other, and Yaakov turns back and he says, oh, by the way, he says, Yisachar, I saw your wife, she's a blockhead. He says, I know, we're taking a walk together. Avada, all you have to do is spend 5 minutes in the living room just to see the Kala. Asimamela, now he sees her from an altogether different perspective. Ati Yadati. Or, as the sister Chumam adds, that Eina Chanami, she was much younger, Savadi noticed the beauty. But now, Kvar, Basamacheshon, she's already into her mid-years, she's not as beautiful, and Afilu Hochi, Ati Yadati, still I see that you're beautiful. So we know that Sari Meno has described already the first woman in the pages of Chumash as a beautiful woman. She indeed has that list in the Gilat HaZvav HaMan Aleph, Arba Yafyofios Hoyba Olo. There were four beautiful women, the Marshal writes of Fanart Alamakom. And Chedush HaGodos Yafyos is the Kfeilus Aloshon emphatically, saying that its beauty doubled over Kabbalah Haisav Yodav. They had a Messiah that these are the four most beautiful women that ever lived. Taisus has the Kashim of Abbasud Avnon Havadav. That Sarah was in front of Chava Kikok Befnei Adam. Eina Chanami, that's Yitzir Kava V'Kodesh Baruch Hu. Chava and Adam fashioned by none other than Eibush to himself. So that's Mubin Me'ilam. That's axiomatic that she's going to be a Suk Befnei Atzim. She'll be in a category all by herself. Ay, but La Maisa, regular woman, the Yalud Isha, are the four most beautiful women that ever lived. Sarah, Avigail, Rochav, and Esther. Ay, and what about, according to Abishuv Makorcha earlier, Daf Yud Gimel and Aleph, that Esther Yerah Krokosova, she was green, she had a green complexion, which parenthetically doesn't mean that she was green. We're not talking about green people. We're talking about rights to the Vilna Gaon, and as Perush Megillas Esther, she was throwing up all the time by having to be married to a Rosha, to the nefarious Achashverus. She was throwing up all the time, and Mela, she took on a green complexion. I so according to Shumer Karcha Lael, and you'd give him an olive, that she was Yerach Rokos. How could she be on the list? Eina Chanami, Mapik Esther, Maaya Vashti, take Esther off the list, please Vashti. Vashti? A goyish woman, she's on the list. That's a Shira B'fnei Atzma. What in the world is she doing on the list? But Al Kaponim, Sora, Rochav, Abigail, and Esther, the four most beautiful women that ever lived. Sora, of course, heads the list. And in fact, Al Pi the Yisod of the Maral, Rav Tzolok, the Gra, first place in Chumash, we have the first mention of such a beauty in conjunction with Sora Meno, the one list of the four most beautiful women that ever lived. And then, of course, Rivka, Hanara Tova Samarahi Maod, Harifka likewise, the next in the matriarchal line, she too is described, and by being in possession of exquisite beauty. And then we have probably the most famous one, because this is the one upon which the Vilna Gaon cites his famous remarks. Let's now turn back to last week's Parsha, Parshas Vayetze. How we'll meet up with the Torah Parachavtes, Pasuk at Zion, Veini Learakos. Her eyes were soft and tender. Rashi cites the Midrash Rabbah. All the tears that she shed, thinking that she was going to have to chalila v'chas, wed an ace of a rosha. And what's the contrasting terminology? Baruchel haisi yifas torah v'asmar. This descriptive characterization appears now first in conjunction with Ruch and Lemeno, not simply that she was beautiful, but a double overlushing. She was number one, Yafei Toar, and number two, Yafei Maro. What exactly is the difference? So Rashi and other Rishonim talk about it. The Rechaim HaKodesh breaks it into two separate categories. Zot, the Heligor Rechaim HaKodesh, one of the five people in history called Kodesh, that's also Shir by itself. What's unique about the Yehudi HaKodesh, about the Shlok HaKodesh, about the Ashok HaKodesh, or Rechaim HaKodesh, that also needs a whole Shir. Why are these only five individuals? Shiuri, Bagad, and Masechah Sanhedrin deals with that at length. What's unique about these five people? HaKoponim, the Heligor Rechaim, says we have two distinct things going on here. We have number one, you could be Meshabeach, a woman for Kol Prat to Prat, as we see throughout Shir, Mefrat and Perek Beis, Sugis and Brachos, Chabez, and Aleph. You can go ahead and highlight every single little Prat of a woman and say she is beautiful eyes, and she has beautiful hands, beautiful ears, and so on and so forth, and then you have the collective picture. That's Yafei Maro. When you take a step back and you observe the entire collective picture, it's not just Yafei Toar, that the Toar, each and every detail is picture perfect, but Yafei Maro, when you put the whole Tmuna together, and you take a step back, Zok the Heligar Achayim, even now too is beautiful. That's Mahalach number one in the Achayim HaKadosh, and then of course Mahalach number two, Yefei Tor, Fei Mar, Yefei Toar, connotes all-inclusive beauty, and that will simultaneously address both the specifics and the general, that will be all-inclusive, all-encompassing, including what we just mentioned, the aforementioned ideas of the Achayim himself, and then he goes on to number two, and number two is the Chay. We know that there's a grace and a charm characteristic of every single Kala. After all, we have the Gemara in the Gilo Yigilam and Aleph that according to Yeshua Mekarcha, that Esther Taka Yirakroka Salva, that she was green, she had a green complexion. So how could it be that she was no say schein ve'enei kareh ha'gufa? It was no say schein. Because Zot Yeshua Mekarcha, there was a chut shel chesed moshech aleha. There was a thread of loving kindness that was strewn around her. It was an otherworldly chay. Something lamayla menatzeva. It wasn't something gashmi. It was something that's not tangible, that you can't really put your fingers on. Is there any word in the vernacular in the English language that really encapsulates the essence of chay? Of course not. What is chay? Is it grace? Is it charm? Is it beauty? There is no word that really highlights and sizes up that's magdir. What exactly is chay? Because the Maral explains, what is chay? Chay is something that be'etzem is lamayla menatzeva. Think about how we form the word itself. What is the word chay? Starts with a ches. What do we know about ches? Ches is the number the Maral writes in many places, the Vilna Gaon and others. Ches is lamayla menatzeva. That's number eight. How do you represent infinity in mathematics? A horizontal number eight. That's lamayla menazman. The only one in the single integers, in the digits between one and nine, that doesn't have a single defined starting point or ending point. Eight is continuous. That's infinity. That's lamayla menazman. That's eight to lamayla menatzeva. Coming up to Chanukah, writes the Maral in their mitzvah. How many days of Chanukah? 8 days, because it was replete with Nisim Lamayla Menatzeva. The entire story revolved around Rot, revolved around Shemen. Shemen, oil, when you place oil in water. Water is what? 70% of the universe. 70.78 of the universe. 7 days in a week, 7 years in a Shemitah cycle, 7 Shemitah cycles in a Yovel cycle, 7 colors in the rainbow, 7 notes in the musical scale. Average human being sees 7 million shades of color. Average human being takes 7 minutes to fall asleep. Average human being takes 7 times to go in a randomized deck of cards. You ask a person to pick a number 1 to 10. And most people, according to Jack Mingo, random kinds of random, he says that it's the number 7. You know, George A. Miller, going back to 1963, the Psychological Review, pages 61 to 97, 60, he tells us that the magical number 7, give or take 2, 7 is the dominating motif all over the world. Everybody knows about the number 7. Malcolm Gladwell, first bestseller, Tipping Point, page 176. Jonathan Cohn, professor, research at Princeton University, up at labs. Why do we have 7 digits in a standard phone number? Because the average human being, the channel capacity, our maximum point of memory is 7, give or take 2. Most people go ahead and remember 7 digits. That's why we work in terms of 7. 7 is the dominating motif all over the world. Everything's in 7. Of course, it dominates sports and all aspects of life. Ruchnius and Gashmius, that's 7. That's Yolam HaTzeva, the 7 seas, the 7 skies. Chagigig and Beis and Beis, the 7 continents. Everything in this world about 7. So what's 8? Lamala Menateva. As the Pachad Yitzchak, what is Shvi? Shvi is Shiva. Svi of Echal Tavasati. You had a geshmak of breakfast this morning, thinking this amazing Pesach Clifton Community Kollel and Achayim Kraus Shlita. Now it's Vachal to the Samantha. Now you're full and you're satisfied. What happens if you had a little bit too much scrambled eggs? You had noch a bagel when your wife told you make sure only to have one bagel this morning, and you went a little bit beyond the borders. What happens? You get Shamein, you get Shmeina, you get fat, Osio Shmona, because you went beyond satiation. You went to Lamala Menatzeva. Sviya is Vachal to the Samantha. Shmeina, in fact, and there's a great little kunchus by Rabbi Goldberger in Staten Island, watching your weight, the Torah weight. He says that there was a bachur, woke up one morning and he was just inundated with a desire. He's got to eat, eat, eat. He was binge eating. And he couldn't stop. He went to doctors. They couldn't find out. No diagnosis. Went to Mekubalim. Finally, when Mekubal said, check your mezuzahs, he checked the mezuzah on his door. And instead of an asate yisim, instead of achalta, v'salata, the sofer accidentally wrote, v'achalta, v'achalta. Well, he kept eating, but he got it fixed. If you go beyond satiation, beyond shiva, beyond svia, then you get to shmeina. Shmeina is obese. It's going the malam and atzeva. Shmona, osios, neshoma, the chelek of your Lamay lamanatzeva neshama. That's osi shmona. Lamay lamanatzeva. What happens when you take shemen? The etymology, the shorish of shmona. You take oil and you try to mix it with water. The symbol of teva, the symbol 70% of the universe and man at a microcosmic level. Likewise, 70% of man is water. If you take oil and you try to mix it into water, it doesn't mix. The shemen is tzaf agave mayim. It floats above because shemen is bad. Some lamay lamanatzeva. Lamela. When you mix the shemen into water, it floats above. And the story of Chanukah, 8 days, writes the Maral and our mitzvah. It was all the Milam and Atzeva. Who were the protagonists? Who were the heroes on the Hanukkah stage? The ones occupying the spotlight, of course, the Chashmonaim, Ches Time Shmona. Again, we encounter that terminology, Ches Time Shmona, Chashmonaim. The story revolved around the Nes, the Pach Shemen, Bedavka. It was a story that lasted 8 days. It's the Milam and Atzeva. A child comes into Bris Mila on Yom HaShmini, Yom HaBasar Lo, so the puzzle of getting into Tasriya, writes the Maral into Ferris because that is the Milam and Atzeva. That's Klal Yisrael, we're above and beyond this world. That's the idea of Ches. And what is the Nun? When you have Shleimus of seven, that's what? That's seven times seven. The Matan Taira, that doesn't have a Zman because it's Be'etzem. Lamay Laman Azman, it's Yom HaChamishim. There's no specific day targeted on the pages of Torah Seinu HaKadosha wherein we receive the Torah. Yes, now Machloikas and Shabbos, Pe'vav HaMadveis, Rav Yosef Rabbanon, Vav Sivan, Zayin, Sivan, Kuleyam, Amodi, the Shabbos, and the Taira, even though the Perkel Lozer and the Yashami, some say it was not given on Shabbos, it was given on Erev Shabbos, HaKoponim. There is no specific day. Why? Because Taira Be'etzem Atzmiyusa is Lamay Laman Azman. That's why we could go here way past 11 o'clock this morning. It's l'may l'man asman. You can't constrict it. You can't restrain it. When do we get to a Torah? That's l'may l'man asman. Only on the Yom HaChamishim, which is what? After I have Shlemus of 7 times 7, 49, then the beginning of the 8th week is the Yom HaChamishim. That is the 8th week. What happens when we multiply 7 and we have a chazok of 7, zok de maral, that's 7 times 7 times 7. 7 times 7 is 49, 49 times 7, 343. Gematria, of course not coincidentally, of Geshem. All Gashmiut is Nevea from Geshem. Geshem, rain, Gematria 343. All of Olam Haza, all of the materialistic mundane world that surrounds us daily, is all Nevea emanates forth from the Geshem, Gashmiut, Geshem. Gematria 343, Achazok of Shlemus, the dominating motif, that magical number 7, 7 times 7 times 7, 343, Gematria Geshem. That's Gashmius. But what is Chain? Chain sees in its word, in its two letters, the juxtaposition of Ches, which is Lamay Laman Atzeva, the single digits and the days, combined, and now it's coupled with the Nun, which is Yom HaChamishim Gematria 50, which is the beginning of the 8th week, the 50th day after 7 times 7. Chein Be'etzem is Kol Kula L'may L'man Atzeva. What was unique about Esther? Chut Shochas and Moshe Chalea. She was no say Chein Be'eni Koro. We see the concept, that lofty ideal of Chein used in conjunction with Esther more than anybody else on the pages of Tanakh. That's Esther who embodied Chein like none other. That's an otherworldly type of beauty. That's the Rechaim and that was the yisod of the beauty. And Vayetze Chavtes Yedzayim Merochel Haisei Yefasto Fasmara. She encompassed that exquisite beauty, a ruchniistic beauty of the Chutcha Ches and Moshe Chalem. Amela. We turn to the Ibn Ezra. Ibn Ezra in his Perush Megillas Esther, Perek Dalet Pasuk Tezayim. Esther now is about to go into Achashverosh and plead for her life, and of course plead on behalf of Gans Klal Yisrael. So she goes in and she says, Tzum alai, v'atzum, and I'm going to fast with you. Frek Ibn Ezra, posha de kasha. Esther, you're going to go in, have everybody else fast, Esther. Do us a favor. You are there because of your beauty. Memela, you have everybody else fast. They won't eat, they won't drink, they won't consume, they won't imbibe. And you go out and you eat and you drink, you make sure that you look your very best when you go into Achashverosh. Frank Ibn Ezra, what's going on here? Esther is going to go, what's she going to look like after fasting for a day? What do we look like after one day and after 2 days? And after three consecutive days, asks Rav Yitzhak Mursi, compounding the kasha. He writes in his wonderful Sefer Hagioni Alochan, Chelek Allah, page 274. He says what makes Ibn Ezra's kasha so much more severe is the very fact that L'chaira, superficially, she's only there because of her beauty. Achashverosh lines up all the maidens of the land, and he selects Esther because of her beauty. That's not Stama Zayt to Gazach. By you, Esther, that's all Achashverosh is interested in. His focus is centered and revolved off around your yofi, around your beauty. And you're going to sacrifice that. What chance do you have of being Matzo Klal Yisrael if you're going to join us with the 3 days of consecutive fasting? Hazoi Frek Ibn Ezra and the Gioni Allah and Chelek Aleph 274. So what do they answer? Pashut. Esther says, you think Klal Yisrael that I'm here because of my beauty? I'm not here because of my beauty. Even if you don't espouse the opinion of Rishur ben Karcha, that is the Yerakrok of Safa. Naniach will put her on that list. Number four of Arba Yafiofios Hayiba Olam. But Akhoponim, she says, you think it's my beauty? It's all whether the Eberstur decides to allow Kaviyochel that beauty to be no say schein ve'eniach hashverish. That's what it's all about. And Haraya, I'm going to show you. I'm going to highlight to one and all that it's not my pure physical beauty. It's not the pure physical beauty alone. No way. It's the spiritual chayim that's the Ma'ilam and Atav. Haraya, I'm going to fast with you, and that will be Ma'or Rachamei Shmai Merubin. And imagine what I'm going to look like physically after not just one, not just two, but three consecutive days of fasting. Just imagine what my tzura is going to be like, and apapik, and you'll see that the Eibush is going to grant to Yeshua. Why? Because I'm L'Shem Shemayim, and if you're L'Shem Shemayim, there will be Siyata Dishmayo. You'll see the divine providence. There'll be a chain that will be no says chain ve'eneach hashverish ve'kachava, all because the chutzah ches and Moshe chaleha. That was the Maila, really, of a Sarah, of a Rivka, of a Rachel, and now of an Esther as well. And we see this in the famous Gemara, in Ksuvah, the bottom of Tezayin Amud Beis. Tano Bonan, Kate Semarat, and Lufle Akala, how do we dance? Of course it's not, how do we dance? Right, Rashi, Nishita Kovet says, Ma Omrim Lefanev is Shasta Rikudin. What exactly do we say while we're dancing? Answer the Chochmas Manoach, that's why it's Lush and Pio, Kate Semarat, and what do we say to get other people to dance? Mashmo, that the Iker Nakuda by Achasan is, make sure everyone's on the dance floor. So what do you say to get everybody to dance? Beis Shammai tells us. Erevin Yagimlam Advais, we always put Beit Shammai first, that's Beis Hillel's my law. Beit Shammai says, Kala Kamoshi, you say it as it is. Turning to Yitzayin Amad Aleph and Meseches Ksuvas, Beis Hillel Omrim, Kala Nevachasud, and that's of course how we paskin. You say about every single Kala, a blanket statement, she is Kala Nevachasud, she's beautiful, and what's Vachasuda? Zot Rashi, the top Rashi, Yitzayin Amad Aleph and Ksuvas, Chutsha Chesed. Moshe Chala, hey, that sounds familiar. Of course it does. It's the exact terminology we just witnessed in conjunction with Esther, according to Rabbi Yeshua Mekarcha, Esther Rakor Kesava. That's the Bechin of the Chayim, the Chut Shalches and Moshe Chala. And that's Beis Hillel. Just say about every single Kala that she is a Kala and a Chasuda. That's it. Aye. Beis Shammai says to Beis Hillel, what do you do with Midvar Sheker? Tirchak? Okay, Beis Hillel says, what do you want from me? I'll give you Amshul Chamosh Lamar Davador, someone who buys a Mekach, a Lokech, a Mekach Beshuk, Yishav Chenebeinov, Yiganenebeinov. Havadi appraised it, you extol the milus of that purchase. Okay, so we need to know, what do you do with Midva Sheker Tirchak? Azai Frek, the Marshah, Tertus Pashuk. Because since we quoted the Gemara earlier in Kedush Memalef, Amenalef, that also Lekanesh Yishah Shirena, Havadi the Chosin had to see the Kalas, he saw the Kala, she was Motzechein, the Enei the Chosin, that's all that matters to us. It's subjective, it's not an objective beauty. Ayla, we're saying to the Chosin, it's Kala and a Chasuda. And that is what we're saying to the Chosin, because right, Rav Chanan, Zok, the Heilig of Rav Chanan, a Kobit Shurman, Oslaman, and Ksuvis. We have a Stira. As Gemara tells us, a Brachos, the Vavam, and Beis. Amr of Chel, Amr of Huna. Ka'anen, and Misuda, Chosin, Ve'inu, Besam, Cho'over, Bechamisha, Kolos. If you go to the Chasana, Mashma, by the way, as the Sharma Shem Balacha points out, it was always the Suda's Chasan. The Chasan had to pay for the Chasana. I know, Baruch Hashem, if everyone here is married, Gevaldik. Because it used to be that Chosin had to pay. That's why he's called Berchas Chassan in the whole Sugin Ksuvah, Stav Zayin Amad Beis. That's why it's Suda's Chosin. Ain't it was always the Suda of the Chosin. Hakoponim, it only speaks about being Mesameh the Chosin, even though there are different Kersos, the Yaakov Shmoni and Zachariah, that actually has the Lashon, called an enemy Suda's Chosin, the Kal of Ainu Mesamcham. And of course, you have the Ramah Menachos Alva, Per Gedal, and Olach Aleph, when he brings the Pasuk in, Kedashim, Yeteshir Ches, and he says the mitzvah. Interesting diak in the Rambam, and that's Rashi also in the beginning of Koheles, Paragimel Posik Dalet, Eis Rekod, Veis Sepot, Eis Rekod, to be Mesamech Lechassanim Vikalo. So, Koponim, we have an Unzer Nusach, our Gemara, it's called Sudas Chosin, doesn't say a word about the Kalo. Asks Rav Chanan Wasim, and here we have Ksuvas Yedzayin, Kates Mavdan Fanei Kalo, talks about the Kalo, doesn't mention a word about the Chosin, which one is it? Ella, it must be, you make the Chosin happy. The question is, how do you make a Chosin happy? By praising the Kalo in his eyes. That's what he wants to hear about. The way you're Mekayim, the mitzvah of Simchas Chosin, Zot Rav Chanan, is you praise the Kala in his eyes by telling him, Kala Nevachasuda. And that's the mashal, it's all subjective. This is what you're telling to him. Now, truth be told, we all know the famous Perek of Lozer in the end of Perek Tazayin, the Chosin Domo LaMelech. Chosin is likened metaphorically to a king. Ma melech machabdin osom b'kalsin osom. We extol the myriad virtues of a king. So too we have to highlight the mindless of a chosin. Zot rav Aaron Leib Shteinman and Ayelas HaShachar on that sugya fanartin k'suvas. And most be tzvei dinim. This one did. You make a chosin happy by highlighting the mindless of the kala in his eyes. Then number two, you say over the mindless of the chosin. But akaponim we paskin beis hillel. Make sure every chosin in his eyes kala no v'chasuda. Okay? Asks Taisus, according to Beis Shammai, what do you do if there's nothing to write home about? What do you do if there's mamash nothing to say? How do you say kala kamoshi? You can't embarrass her. And the mele, you won't be makayim simchas chosin. Taisus gives you two aitzes. Number one is shtok. Keep quiet. Aye, but we know shtok, that doesn't work. A guy's calling up by a date. Shidduch, they tell me, I want to know about the appearances, about the looks. Well, she's very smart. She's really a great family. Shtika kaldo. We know the shtika doesn't work. So then Taisa says, Inami, I'll tell you what. You know what you could do? Every kala has something nice to write home about. Every kala has something you could say. Yadayim yafas yeshla. Einayim yafas yeshla. Nice eyes, nice hands. Eyes, according to Beis Hillel. According to Beis Hillel, Pasha, what are you going to do? The guy calls up for the shidduch information. And he says, I want to know, how's her appearance? Is she possessing Yofi? And it's, well, she's got very nice fingernails. Well, her eyelashes are very nice. It's going to leave the mashmos and everything else is bad. I can't go in and do that. The main law, you have to just issue a blanket statement, kala neva chasud. But once again, the ikar nakuda that we're highlighting is that chain, that's lamayla minatzeva. The juxtaposition of the ches, lamayla minatzeva, in single digits, coupled, of course, with the nun 50, which is the beginning of the eighth week, regarding the weeks after 7 times 7, that's the chain, that's Esther, and that is the yesod of the beauty of Rachel as well. And Meila, once we address these imals, we could go to the famous kasha of the Gra. And Likutim, and Kol HaLeYol, the Gra is bothered, Vayetze Chavtes Yedzayin, V'rochel Haisi Yafas Tor Fas Mara, Fret the Vilna Gaon, I don't understand. Doesn't Shlomo HaMelech L'Chocha Mikolodim, and if there's anyone we're going to be Makabal such Musa from, it's going to be Shlomo HaMelech who had 1,000 wives. 1,000 wives, 700, 300 break up, the wives, Ayidei Ksuva, V'Kiddushin, the Pilakshim, after all these wives, we're going to take advice from him, and Shlomo HaMelech writes at the end of Sefer Mishlei, Perk Laman Aleph and Pasuk Laman, and we recite it, of course, every Friday night, Sheker Achein Behevel Ayofi Isha Yiras Hashem Itasala, that we all proudly declare every single Friday night, that it's all Sheker Hevel, Sheker Achein Behevel Ayofi. I remember going back, I was dating over 20 years ago, but I remember in yeshiva there were some guys, this is way before, we didn't have resumes, we didn't have pictures, this Norishkeit, the shtiyot that's so rampant today. Mamash Norishkeit, people were embarrassed to ask about the looks, but you still have people who wanted to ask the shochan about the looks, and when guys would come back from dates, sometimes the roommates would say, alright, they want to know, was it a fine looking room? Well, no one's ever going to have the audacity, Chalil v'chas, to be motzei, such a dover nevein, no one's going to ask about that, so you say, new Yankel, how was the sheker in the heaven? Easiest way around it. How is the sheker in the hevel? Sefrek the Vilna Gaon. What in the world is the Torah doing? Why in the world would the Torah go ahead and tell us that Rivka was an Ara Tavis Mare? Ati Adati Ki Ish Maris Alakema Yafei Mare. Why? What do we need Yafei Tor Fei Mare? What do we need all these psukim and lakucha Yabes and Aleph and Vayetze Chatesh Yitzai and ask the Vilna Gaon, why are we interested? Ask Kesvas Enes and Ischidushim Alf and Orton the Sugi Megillah Tesvavim and Aleph Arbi Yafiyaf Yosai Be'olah Mach Batlana. What's enough Gamina Ladina? Why in the world do I need to know? Se Kabul Ais V'yada. Why in the world are we interested in such an Yanam? The Vilna Gaon, because the Pasuk concludes, Sheker Chaim Hevel Yofi, you're right, when they're independent, when they stand alone, then in the Chanami, it's Taka Sheker and Hevel. But Isha Yiras Hashem Hitasala. If a woman's endowed with Yiras Hashem, then Hitasala, not just for the Yiras Shemayim Shabo, Hitasala even for the other things, for Hevel and the Yofi. Why? Because the Chain, the Yofi, she knows now that she's using it solely the Shem Shemayim. About it, she's using the Shem Shemayim. She's only using it for her husband. She's not using it for anybody else. She's not going to have anyone over the Yisra Vestaklis, as outlined in Avodah Zorah, Dav Chav, from a base, from the Shemartim, called Avarah, Posekim Kiseitse, he's not over in Estaka. She's not parading it. Where is she? That was the Tznius. The Netziv even writes in Hemek Davar, Shema Bakolash, she was greater, not the Nevius. He distinguishes between Nevius and Ruach HaKadosh. She was greater, Machmas or Tznius, Gevaldik Madrega. That's it, she stayed in the tent. That beauty was there, Ach Barak, for her husband, Avram Avinu. She used it solely, the Shem Shemayim, Zok the Vilna Gal. If somebody has the beauty of Adam, we don't praise it for its independent Milo. There is no independent Milo. But if a woman is endowed with Yir Shemayim and she works on her meters and she's a Basaliyah and she's Dovah with the Ribbonish, then you know you can rest assured. Hey, Tesala, you could praise her not just for the Yir Shemayim Shabbat, you can now even praise her for her Chain and for her Yofi as well. And Meila, let's go to the famous Rashi at the outset of Chayusar. Rashi tells us 127, Shana, 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 appearing thrice. Malami, that what? Rashi cites the Medrash, Embrace, Shabbat, Parsha, Nun, Ches, and Osalaf. Zot the Heilige Rashi. Keeping in mind, Rabbeinu Tam, who writes, Rav Halpern brings in the Seder Doris Erech Rabbeinu Tam, he says, I can write a Perush like my Zaydi Rashi on Shas. Rabbeinu Tam says, I can write a Perush just like my Heilige Zaydi on Shas. But he says, if I lived 1,000 years, I can never duplicate his Perush on not just Chumash, but Gans Tanakh. Because every single word of Rashi's Perush on Tanakh was written Mila Memila Baruch HaKadosh. That's the Edus of Rabbeinu Tam. So here we have a Rashi based on Medrash Rabba who told Rashi Pshuta Shemikra and he bought to bring Davka this Medrash. Rashi's telling us this is how to learn Pshat now on the Pasuk 127. 100, she was like 20 in beauty, like 7 in sin. But everyone's afraid to correct me because I just was Mahapech that Rashi. That's not what Rashi says. That's what Rashi L'Chara should say. Rashi should say that 100 years old, she was like a 20-year-old beautiful woman, and she was like 7 in sin, because we know the famous Chuvas Arosh and Klal Tzayin and Osal of Halach and Shem Sinai. How do we know the ages of 13 and 12 respectively? Halach and Shem Sinai. Again, there's Rashi in Ozer, Chavtes, and Rebeis, and Rashi in the Grah, in Ovis, Parakei, Mishnah, Chafalav, Ben Yud, Gimel, Shonel, the Mitzvahs, and it's also based on Ish, and Velevi, they were called Ish, Parshas Vayishlach, Vakopon, and Malach and Shem Sinai. I said, tell me, 7 years old, she's not even a Bas Onshin at the age of 7. And who's more beautiful, a 7-year-old girl or a 20-year-old woman? About a 20-year-old woman. So writes the Aderis of Elio David Rabinowitz to remember, the Shver of Rav Kook. The Aderis writes in his Perish published by Machon Yerushalayim on Bracious, he writes that there's a Tos in the Rashi. And Rashi says 100, she was like 20 in sin and 7 in beauty. You have to be Mahapich the Girsa, writes the Aderis. Can you believe it? He says, change the Girsa to Tos at Fus. The Maltik made an error, and it's really at 100, she was like 20 in beauty and 7 in sin. In fact, the Perush Marzu on the Medrash in Bereishis Rabbah Parshan of Ches Os Aleph cites a Yalkut Shimoni and Tehillim a Kapitol Lamed Os Lamed Zayin, and in Os Lamed Zayin it actually has the Girso Baskuf Kibas Chof Liyofi Ukibas Zayin Lechet Mamish, like the Aderis, Araya to the Aderis, but that's not the Nusach that we have. The Nusach in our Medrash, and that's the Nusach that Rashi is Matik, is like 20 in sin, like 7 beauty. Now 20 is not all that bad. After all, we have the Gemara and Shabbos Pei Tess and Medbeis, that a person's not a bar onshin in Misa Vedishamayim, you're not subject to Misa Vedishamayim, until you get to the age of 20 years old. The Maral discusses how the brain is still developing, and that final state of maturation only comes at the age of 20. So we have this Girsa in Rashi. And the Girsa in Rashi is that she was like 20 in sin and like 7 in beauty. What in the world is going on here? So writes the Chizkuni, and it's fleshed out by Rav Moshe Feinstein in his Drash Moshe. You're right. Klape vis-a-vis that concept of chet, it certainly would have been better to say that she was on Azai Madrig of Tzidkus, that she was like 7, at Chitaka was, the Kushta de Milsa, the VIMS, she was like 7 in sin. But Chazal want to bring out, they want to manifest the Madriga of the Tzidkus of Sarah by saying that even her beauty at 100 and at 20 was like a 7-year-old girl. What's the beauty of a 7-year-old girl like? Zotei Chizkuni, Zotei Moshe, Drash Moshe, it's an innocent girl. She goes into her mother's dressing closet. She puts on her mother's high heel. She puts on her mother's not too long sheitel. And she puts on her mother's clothing, right? She's putting on her mother's clothing and she goes up. She's not doing it to impress the opposite gender. She's doing it out of tmimus, out of innocence. The Maila of the Tzidkus Asara was that even with her beauty, heading that list of the Arba Yofio Soyba Olam, still writes the Chizkuni, still writes the Moshe Feinstein, whenever she was around, every day of her life, her beauty was always in her eyes like a 7-year-old girl. It was always innocent, and that's Ramoto Katz. tells the Rosh Hashiva and Cleveland in his Be'er Machokek as well in Parshas Chayisara, you see Tomim Tiyah Mashem Elokecha. That's how she lived. The Pasuk in Shoiftim, she lived Tomim Tiyah. Everything was Tmimus. That's how she walked with the Eibishter. Even her beauty was seen, was perceived by Sarah and by Abraham alike, solely as a gift, as a matanim yuchedes meisa kadosh baruch hu, and she only used it l'shem shemayim ach barak for her husband. That was the beauty and the mile of Sarah Imenu. Ramela writes, or Moshe writes the Vermachoikek, that's what Chazal want to highlight. That with all her mindless and tzidkus, yes, she was really like seven in sin as well, but we want to bring out, we want to be margish, that very nakuda. We want to emphasize that even that gift of beauty, she used it solely like a seven-year-old, innocent, pure, pristine, seven-year-old fledgling girl, ach barak l'shem shemayim, and that was the galus of Sarah. That's why she had the beauty. Everything was used solely the Shem Shemai. So the question though is, so why even test them? Well, to bring out, obviously to teach us to be malame to Klai Yisrael from time immemorial, every one of their gifts that they were given were used, Talmud Tiyah, solely the Shem Shemai. In Rav Kriv's Kisvei Maral in Chelek Aleph, page 336, he cites a number of places that the Maral explains that why did the Torah have to go out of its way bechlal to let us know that the Ovis were beautiful, the Ovis were strong, Yaakovino can lift off the rock off the tip of the well, the mouth of the well, when nobody else can successfully do so. You need all the shepherds together. Why do we need to know about Yishlach that he fights with the Malach? Why do we find the Emos are all beautiful? What's this idea of beauty and strength, explains the Maral? Because they were the Sharshei Ha'uma. They were the roots. And when you want to talk about building, the most beautiful, strong, mighty, powerful tree, and you want to produce the most beautiful and precious pyrus of them all, then it's got to start with the roots. The roots have to be firmly entrenched in the ground, and they have to be mighty, potent, powerful roots. Zokta Maral, we're not here to be Meshabeach their Yofi. Fakert, the Rosh Rabbeinu Asher tells us in Zorchas Chaim LaRosh in Ost Tzani Ches, Al Teshabeach Isha B'Yofya, Ella B'Tiv Maaseh Yashua HaShomim. Praise her because of her Maisim. Don't praise a woman because of her beauty. So ask Samaro, why does the Torah tell? Why did the Eibishter do it in such a fashion? Torah says, because they have to be Sholei. Sai Baruchni is Sai Bagashmi. It's Hein Ba'olam Aruchni. The Hein Ba'olam Agashmi explains the Maral Miprag. They were the roots. And if you're the roots and you're going to produce the Bnei Yisrael, the Bonim and the Bonos of God's Klai Yisrael, then you got to start with mighty powerful roots. And those roots have to be Sholei Legamri, both in Ruchnius and Agashmius. That's why they were strong, they were mighty, they were powerful. They were tall, they were beautiful, all the mindless, all the maruchni, the all the magashmi, explains the Maral. If they're the roots, you want to produce Gavalda Gaperis, you got to start with that strength already inherent, intrinsic to those very roots from which you want to sprout forth a new Ummah, a new nation called Bnei Yisrael. So that's something about Yofi, that there's an idea of it representing Shleimus. But once we're beyond that point, clearly the Yofi that we're supposed to highlight is only a Yofi of a chen that's lamalam and atzeva b'chutsha ches and moshe chaleah, of a Yofi that is something that brings about in Yoni Ruchnius. For example, even when we talk about Yushalayim or HaKadosh, Kedushin daf mem tesam abeis, asara kovin Yofi yordi liolo. And Yushalayim got 9/10 of that beauty. Now it's been dispersed. Now you have a little bit in Switzerland and Lugano and the Canadian Rockies. You have beauty all over the world, perhaps. Yes, and we know we're first and we have to talk about it in Emet Hashem. Right? The Eibishter is going to ask me, did I see the Alps? He made beautiful things all over the world. But in the time of the Beis HaMikdash, 9 kovin out of 10. Yefei note, Nesos, Kalarts was there in Yushalayim. Yushalayim is beautiful. Abadi Yushalayim is beautiful. And Eretz Yisrael is what? It's Eretz Avas Lama Devash. It's flowing with milk and honey. Rav Ruben Margolios learns in Mikra Masairah that it's white wine, not milk. He has Kamarayas. Akupon, whether it's white wine, whether it's milk, even though white wine is not too very good to drink, by the way. I don't know if you read the latest Reader's Digest, but on page 42, they actually did studies from Iowa State University together with Cornell University that it's better to drink red wine because white wine, it doesn't look like your cup is full. So the average white wine drinker drinks 9.2% more than the average red wine drinker because it doesn't look like your cup is full. So whether it's white wine, whether it's milk, whatever it is, you have Eretz Yisrael. Who cares about the wine? Who cares about the milk? Who cares about the Dvarim Gashmiyim? Who cares about Yerushalayim being so beautiful? Explains Rav Kook. And his oldest Ria Peirush in the Siddur, Chelik Aleph Daf Reish Peches to Reish Peites talks about it as well. And Ein Ayah in Zeroyim and Chelik Aleph, he says that when you get to a Maila of being the Mamlachas Kohen and the Goy Kadosh, Amishur says, I want to highlight that beauty. You should feel good about yourselves. I'm going to give you a Geshmak land. What's the first descriptive terminology attributed to our show on the page of the Chumash? Let's go to Parsha Shmos. We meet up with Moshe Rabbeinu at the Snap, Per Gimel Poshaches, and the Amishur tells him what? Before it's of Aslan is what Eretz Tova Rechava. Zokin et Sivin Hemek Dovar. It's Taiva, it's good. It's a land of Shlemus, like the Ramban writes in Bracious in the Maral, a land that brings you to Shlemus. It's a land that has Schus Kiel. It goes on the Netzach Netzachim. It's a land that's Hachava. What does it mean wide? It's not very wide at all. If I care, it's smaller than the state of New Jersey. Here we are in New Jersey. What do you mean Eretz Yisrael Schava? Yes, we know Mishtachim Revuchim, Mishnah and Elvis. Hey, hey. Oh, it's Fuf Mishtachim Revuchim and Rav Aaron, Mishnah of Aaron and Shuas Chelik Alasim Yed Alephtav and Vav. He talks about the Nesu Tochanes. Avadu is Lamalam and Asmanu is Lamalam and Amakom. In the end of the day, it's not Rechova, right? It's Marchiv and Daita Shalodim. It gives you Rechova Sadas. Right? Sort of Kog, being in a beautiful land. It's Marchiv and Das. It gives you a Geshmak. And you're going to learn better. Why did Rabbi Kiva Eger tell his children? And it's printed out, Dhamma the Chusik of Eger. I want you to use the nicest ink and the nicest paper and the nicest Suras Osios. Why? Because let's face it, it's much more geschmack. When you sit down with a nice Novo Sarav Kok Ritva or a Machonia Shalayan, know to be who to choose. When you sit down with these nice geschmackes farm, you know, I moved from Eretz Yisrael to America a number of years ago. Mitchum will all get back there, Bakoro. And I left a lot of my farm there. So I told my wife, nah, man, it's starting to schlep and to pay all the shipping charges. I have to buy a new farm. It was an excuse. Now I can get the newest edition of Pnei Yeshua, the newest edition of Chusik. Some cipher. Geschmack, all the new additions, Osios Morabos, and the nicest ink, the nicest paper. Why does the Halakha Rebbe Kenager? Because you're going to learn much better. Let's face it, it's much more geschmack instead of the tiny Rashi script. A Franco Ramam, it's Mamish Behin Olam Haba instead of the tiny Mishnah Lamelach Rashi script. You can't even read it. It's a great mitzvah with Ramosha about that. But I'm complaining, you have now a Franco Ramam, geschmack. It's Machiv and Daito. Let's go to the Gemara Brochus Daf and Zayin and Beis. Shlusha Machiv and Daito Shalodom. Isha Na, Kalim Narm, Dira Narm. It gives you harchavas adas, meaning what does a bechinav taina get all of hazeh? Not to enjoy it independently for its own use. The word is it makes you feel good. It gives you a geshmak, and that's what Cook is explaining that when you're at a soul and it's beautiful and it's the best of the gashmi and it's the best of the food, then what puts you in a good mood? Yitzchak. The Mepharshim all explain. Yitzchak wants to feel geshmak. Give him a good piece of fleishiks. Give him a good piece of steak. Aye, when he's in a gemun, he has a good piece of l'shem shamayim. Then, I'm going to give you a bracha. Then I'll be a geshmak a bracha. It's a different steak. Let's face it. You know what a chasna. When the food is good, you got that prime rib. Then you know. Then it's going to be geshmak a dancing. That's it. You feel it. Now I know everyone wants to be an olav. How do you enjoy the prime rib? It's a famous meister, Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky. He's sitting at a table in a chasna. I heard this from two different sources, a slightly different nusach, but you can imagine all these rabbanim chashuvim are sitting at a table, and it was a fancy wedding in a fancy hall, I guess way before the takanas that nobody keeps anyway came out, and all these rabbanim are there at this fancy wedding hall with the band and the waiters come around, and it's a choice. You want your succulent prime rib with the white wine sauce. There we go again, white wine, the mushroom sauce, portobello mushrooms, and you got chicken breast, and you can have salmon. Which one do you want? So this rough says, chicken breast or the chicken or the fish? I'll take the fish. The next one, fish, chicken. I'll take the fish. Next, I'll take the chicken. I'll take the fish. I'll take the chicken back and forth. This one, vacillating, chicken, fish, chicken, fish. Finally, they get up to Yaakov, the last one. He says, you know what? He says, covered. He says, gaiva, taiva, gaiva, taiva. I'll take the prime rib. Gaiva, taiva. In front of the rabbonim, I'm going to take the prime rib. I'll chicken, I'll take the fish. Yaakov says, I don't have a gaiva. Stuyot. Prime rib. I don't have a time for guy. Give me a piece of fleishiks. That's it. I'll be much more geschmack. Well, you makayim simchas yodiv. Ari psochem kevtesam and olive. Keitzon mesachem sarachta b'chagecha. Anoshim roi lehen. Anoshim roi lehen. Uketanam roi lehen. Anoshim roi lehen is what? Is... Ein simcha b'vash shenamar b'zvata shlom achat v'samat l'fnei shlom kecham rabbi yirem b'mesir miyosh achor b'yis mitosh ein simcha ella b'yayin shenamar b'yayin yisamach l'vavenosh but avada b'osar zekiyom and that's why the Rama brings it per vav l'chat yisvav v'vachas yotif that's why it's paskin in tov kuf chav tes for achayim it's a base that's the berolach of an art that's the drisha that avada it's a mitzvah when you have b'osar because b'osar makes a person happy b'osar gives a geshmak. Suppose there is a geschmack. So a person goes to chassid. What are you? You're not going to eat. You're not looking for it. You're not running to it. But it's geschmack. That's a hachogas adas. It's machiv and daito. A lot of the ikar focus, the tachlis, is the ruchni. That's never a tachlis before. That's what's never the upshot. The upshot is to get to that geschmack in ruchni. How do you get there? You walk into your house and you have a geschmack of dirono, and it's wide, and there's space, and you have a couch, you have a sofa. It shouldn't be too comfortable. When our Moshe never leaned back ever in a chair during the midst of his learning, should never be too comfortable. He also never wanted to learn with air conditioning, because if his body got too used to learning with air conditioning, Moshe said that lu yitzua, whatever happened, that my air conditioning unit would break, then it would shter, be my free of my learning. I'm so used to learning without air conditioner, I don't want to get my body used to learning with AC. HaKaponim, that was a Moshe who said about himself miracles. He said only two miracles ever happened to me. He says, I never fell asleep in the middle of my learning. It's miracle number one. Never fell asleep in the middle of a shir. Miracle number two, every time he put his head on a pillow, he fell asleep right away. That's someone who's machshiv zman. That's a Moshe. But HaKaponim, Ishano, what's the beauty? The beauty is what? Avad, it's a chavos adas. That's the Gemara at the end of Tainis. Taflamet Aleph, Flamet Aleph. The Afyofios, you have the girls dancing in front of the base. What are the beautiful? What do you mean beautiful? Shekel Chaim, Hevel Yofi. Tertis, what's Eini Shalul Yofi? Yivama Samakim Aman Aleph. It's Matzah you from the Yitzhara. And it's Dira Noah, Isha Noah, Kehle Marchiva Daidashalodim, Eretz Taibra Chava. The first descriptive characteristic stamped onto the land of Eretz Yisrael. It's Marchiva Daidashalodim writes, and it says, it gives you a Chavas Adas. And you learn better, you're more in a Geshmakamu in this space. When you can be over there, when someone can be over there, when the space, the same as Shalom Ayas, Shabbos of Gimlam and Beis. One reason Rashi says, there's tranquility and equanimity that descends, that permeates a home. When there's light, when no one's bumping into one another. After all, why did David Shaw give us a big toe? The big toe is how you find the furniture in the dark. When there's a light outside, then everyone's at peace. There's a bechinah of shalom that descends into the Yiddish home. There's a harchavas adas. That's the maila. It's never for itself. The maila. When we talk about going out to see beautiful sights in the Fall of Sabori, to see the Swiss Alps, so, or a Hirsch, oh, Abraham is going to tell me, that doesn't mean we all go to Switzerland. That means if you're there, you better take time to see the Swiss Alps. Or if Yosef never took time, that's all, I have to go to see the Swiss Alps. But it means what? If you had the opportunity and you didn't seize, carpe diem, you didn't seize the opportunity, and it wasn't important to you, that's the problem. That's what you have to chab neflo sabori. And that's the Meshe Chochmo. And Bracious Parag Beis Posek Tezayin writes a Meir Simcha from Devinsk Gevaldik. He writes in his Meshe Chochma, what's the first tzivoy given to Adam and Chava? So, but Hashkof Rishon, you ask any child in Cheder, and they always tell you, don't eat from the Eitz Hadas Tovara. They think it's an apple, but it's not an apple. We know apple, shtiyot. That's Christa Tapim of 1,000 Common Delusions. They thought in Latin, the old word for evil was malum, M-A-L-U-M, and that was also the word for apple. That's how people thought it was apple. In fact, this cartilage that extends from the male throat is called the Adam's apple, based on the belief that Eve gave Adam a piece of the apple from the tree, and it got stuck in the neck and the throat, and that's why it's called the Adam's apple. Avad, it's not an apple. We know from the Sugya Brachas Mem Amen Aleph Sanhedrin Daf Ayin Amen Aleph, it was either Ramei Ravida Rachinina, it was either a Chita Ateina, a Geffen, according to the Shita Lamet HaZayin and the Medrash Rabbo. It was an Esrog, four different Shitas, whatever it was. So people think that's the first Tzivoy. That wasn't the first Tzivoy. Writes the Radak, writes the Rebbeinu Bechayin, Meshe Chochmes Mechavin Midaita Denavshei. The first Tzivoy was one Pusik previous, in Parag Beis Pusik HaZayin. Mikol Itzagan Achel Tochel Dahainu. Abister didn't have to say, eat from everything. If you told Adam and Chava, don't eat from this, that leaves automatically the mashmosh. We could draw the obvious inference that everything else you could eat. But no. The first mitzvah was not a lo saaseh. Abishur says it starts with Ava. Ava, the Ramban, in Parshas Yisro, Perchav, Pasachas, Aseh is a root in Ava, those Aseh is a root in Yiro. First thing is an Aseh. I want you to go out into my garden. Enjoy the mangoes, which parenthetically is the most popular fruit in the entire world. Have the mangoes, have the coconuts, have the apples, have whatever you want. Go out to the world and enjoy it. And what? Writes the Dr. Mechai, that's a mitzvah saseh. Writes the Meshachokha, had Adam and Chava gone out into the garden, had they eaten the fruits and vegetables of Shem Shemayim, that would have been matzvah, because the mitzvah is megan b'shaita b'inna, the osik bay, that would have shielded them, protected them from the eitzas, the eitzahara, and they never would have sinned. The entire course of history would have been drastically altered.
had they just eaten l'shem shamayim. Writes the Mishnah Chochma, the Fionius 90, he says, this is the source of the famous Yerushalmi and Kedushin, the end of Kedushin, Pragdalet, Halacha Yudbeis, Amar of Lozer, Osed Li Tain Din V'cheshvan, Akamash Ein Avrov Lo Nenemi Menu. You're going to have to give a doch, a din v'cheshvan, and based in Shemaila, for everything your eyes saw and you didn't get hana. Meaning what David says, I created, I want you to enjoy it. For the Mishnah Chochma, how can Lozer be Machani, such a tifazah? And there's going to be a din v'cheshvan because I didn't enjoy the outs, because I didn't see the Canadian Rockies, because I didn't have that piece of prime rib at a chasana. Teretz is. It's from this pasuk. Based hasayin of Rashi's. Mikol eitz agana chotachaf. I made a world. I want you to enjoy it. Enjoy my world. Populate the world. Ramban and Noach. Who is the ikar chet of the Dora Flogal? Don't isolate and sequester yourselves in one specific part of the land. Separate and enjoy my world. Be miyashev my world. Eat everything in the right time, in the right place, in the right measure. Whether it's Onek Shabbos, whether it's Simchas Yontif, whether it's Kol Ma'asecha L'Shem Shemayim, Chod Rechecha Deyu, eat it to L'Shem Shemayim, eat it to give you strength. Chidah, Shuvas Chaim Shalchi, Abesem Mem, you're eating meat to give you strength, eat it to give you strength, Maseh the Gomer. But it's gotta be the right measure, the right time, in the right place, but I want you to enjoy my world. Mela, when it comes to seeing the flow of Sabori, there's a Gevaldig Amais. Rav Shach, when they put up the first skyscraper in Tel Aviv, he was coming back late at night from a chasana in Yerushalayim with a few Talmidim, and he was there learning in the back seat. And one Talmud says, "Rabbi, Rabbi Rosh Hashiva, you have to look at this skyscraper. It was the first skyscraper back then. And Tel Aviv, you have to see this Nefilos good human beings have created. After all, included with Nefilos Abari is look at the wonders, not only the seven natural wonders of the world, by the way, it's all seven, and seven wonders of the man-made world. So here you have a skyscraper going up. Here's Memek, Suvas, Tafayim, and Aleph, Gedola, Maisa, Tzadikim. Yosef, Mishmai, Maisa, that's Maisa, Tzadikim. I don't think they were the ones putting up the Tel Aviv skyscraper. But on Kapon, there's a massive skyscraper going up, or Shach's head's in the Gemara. They said, but really, you have to see if it's Nefilos Abari. He says, holding up the Gemara, he says, this is Nefilos Abari. I don't need to see the skyscraper. And there's even a more Gishmak Amaisa. Rav Aaron Leib Steinman, when he was traveling a few years ago with the Ger Rebbe all throughout the world, we know they went to North America, South America, so they were on an airplane. It was the first time Rav Aaron Leib Shlita, I was ever on an airplane. Rav Aaron Leib Steinman is on an airplane, and you know, he learns with a tiny little chair. I had the schus to go in a few times in his bedroom, sits on a chair most of the time without a back, and that's a little chair. So he asked when he was going on the airplane, he says, is it okay if I bring my chair with me on the airplane? He thought the airplane is you just go and you have to stand or sit on the floor. He didn't know. They said, don't worry, Rebbe, we have a mighty comfortable chair for you. And not to worry about it. He's there with his head in the Gemara as they pass by Niagara Falls. Now, Niagara Falls, Kulei Amemodi, right? It's one of the wonders in the world. It's a Shaila, do you say Yosem Aseb Reishas? It's a separate Shaila. Who's Shem Machos without? Shem Machos gets into the Raivan, Reish Chavtas, Akoponim. And let's say you say, you know, Yosem Aseb Reishas, wonder of the world. So they said, Rebbe, his head was Shakua in learning. He was engrossed in his learning. And they said, Rebbe, they're by the windows. The Hasidim are coming. He said, you gotta see Niagara Falls, one of the wonders of the world. And he says, wonders of the world. He says, Zehune Flow Sabore. Some of us, I need to see Niagara Falls. I got the wonders of the world right here. And now two different versions of this mice. So when the Mir Yeshiva was going rescued from Shanghai and they were on the boat, they were rescued from Europe. On the way to Shanghai, they were on the boat. They passed by a beautiful island in the sea. Some say it was with the Chaim Shmulevitz Rosh Yeshiva. Others say it was with the Masman of Shmuel Berman, who ultimately became the Yeshiva of the Mir in Brooklyn. Either way, we know the Rechaim, the famous story, he was in the middle of Ketzais, and in the middle of a Shev Shmaitza, said, Rechaim, where are we? He says, what do you mean? Shmaitza Dalet. All the middle of Shev Shmaitza. They passed by this beautiful island. So now let's go with Rav Shmuel Berman. And Shmuel Berman's head was in a Gemara. And they said, Rav Shmuel, you gotta see this island. The flow Sabori, the Kolonais, you'll never see an island like this in your life. We'll never come by this place again. You'll never have this schus, this wonderful golden opportunity. He says, you're right. And Mimela, I will never ever again have the opportunity to be in the middle of learning and be faced with the new sign of closing my Gemara to see the beautiful island and to continue learning. So why would I lose that opportunity? That's Rav Shmuel Berman. Yes, the Nefilos Abari means if your head's not in the learning and you're by the Alps, if you're by the Canadian Rockies, then how do you see it?
Niflos Abore. We don't go around looking for it. The whole sugya, even when it came, now, the minig a day, minig nowadays, I'm going to run all this point out, we don't make the bracha, we see beautiful people, we don't know the true Hagdara, we don't know what's beautiful, what's not beautiful. So the whole sugya, Nabodah Zorcha, Faman Aleph, Kachalobi Alomo, ask him more, how did Rabbi Akiva, when he saw Jesus turn to Serpas, Rok Socha, Kobocha, and he saw Haishufu, the Bali Arab, this beautiful woman, and the sugya, Kachalobi Alomo, what do you mean, Mr. Shrat, to call the Ross, and the stock of Anasha, Pashas to Achamavi, was at a crossroads. He was turning a corner, whatever it was, and he, if you happen to come across it, but about it, we don't go looking for it, about it, it's in the Sirstakus, and anyway, that's not no game as Manenu today, but Nefilos Abori, about it, if you're there, and you can see it, about it, Yechabrai Nefilos Abori. And what about a person's personal appearance? So, we have a Pasuk in Kiseitse Perchabes, Pasuk A, Lo Yibosh Gever Samasishim, Lo Yoklei Agever Alisha, cross-dressing, we have a Sugya, and Nozir, we're not going to get into the Rishonim now, especially because we don't have the time, but Halacha Lamaisa, we have certain halachas that are bought in your day, and some Akuf Pei Beis, and Sifavav, that a man is not allowed to dye his hair. You're not allowed to dye your hair. That's an activity that generally women do, the shame noi vakisha. They're doing it to adorn themselves, they're doing it for beautiful reasons. Therefore, you're not allowed to go and make yourself look younger. Yes, there are tshuvas by the Minchas Elazar, the Minchas Rebbe, and the Chelek Aleph, by the Swedish, and Chio Yaakov Weinberg, and Chelek Beis, and Chuvas Swedish, and your Deus and Mem Aleph, about if a person's premature graying, about a person for Parnassa, he might lose Parnassa. And the general Mahalik of the postkim is yes, when it comes to dyeing your hair, if you're 30 years old, but the gray makes you look like you're 50, then according to some postkim, you could dye your hair to make you look your true age. I knew you could dye your hair so that the 30-year-old will look like a 30-year-old. Or if there's tsar and busha because it's all over the place. But, right, the shaven a levy, it's because it's all over the place instead. Everyone agrees, Lavush and others, right, just dye your hair all white. What's the problem? There's nothing wrong with dyeing it white. It's just that you can't dye the color that's going to make you look younger. That's going to be low silbush, and you're not allowed to dye even one hair. But parnasa, tsar, busha reasons, then there are tshuvas, there are cases when you're allowed to go ahead and dye your hair, and of course plucking out hair, that's also brought there in Kupay Beis. The last idea mentioned, though, is a man is not allowed to look into a mirror. Man is not allowed to look into a mirror because you can't be concerned about your appearance. The Aderes in his Kuntres Zechel Adovin writes in number 47 in Os Mem Zion, he says, "May Olam, I insisted that there would never be a mirror in my house. I don't want to ever have a mirror in my house. I don't want to ever have that nisayon of having to look in a mirror. A yid should not have to look in a mirror." As the famous mice with the Chazon Ish, he went out to meet with the certain Gevir in Tel Aviv. And of course the Chazon Ish, not only did he not have any mirrors in his house, he never looked in a mirror. So he came to this house of, so this is the somewhat apocryphal, but it's bought in the biography of the Chazon Ish. He walks into this house in Tel Aviv, and it was a big Gevir, and he had mirrors all over the entranceway. So the Chazon Ish walked into the room, and he saw a very holy-looking yid. So he was with the Gabbai, and he started to say the bracha with Shema Malchus. The Gabbai said, "No, Rebbe, that's you! That's you!" He never knew what he looked like. The Aderis as well, he says, he never knew what he looked like. He never looked in a mirror in his life. That one in that story, the Chazon Ish is true. He started making a bracha. It's Yesh Ladan. But the Aderis, when about the Chazon Ish never looked in a mirror. Again, the poskim have to talk about it. You're allowed to look in a mirror to adjust your tefillin. But here we have Kufay Beis and Tzifav. And that's not allowed to look in a mirror. Saluch Lamaisa, what's going on here? So Lamaisa, Ravaji Yosef, and many other poskim already discussed this. Ravaji Yosef, Mechelek Vav, Chuvas Yechavadas. Avad, it's not an Etzem Din that's Osir. It's all Tully in the Minig and the Makom of the Zaman. The Meila, it's really an Atzas Chachamim, that it's best not to look in a mirror. But if it's nowadays the Minig Nafuts that's so disseminated widely, that men look in a mirror to go out and adjust their jacket to make sure they don't have too much dandruff on the collar, whatever it is, to make sure they don't have scrambled eggs and the cheese stuck in the beard when they come home this morning. So whatever it's going to be. I remember years ago, Pesach Kron, Rabbi Pesach Kron came to speak in Yeshivas Nei Yisrael. And on Friday night, he says, "You know, one of the many reasons I like Nei Yisrael is because they have mirrors in the bathrooms." Mirrors in the bathrooms, that's all like Nei Yisrael. This way, before the guys go out into the world, they can make sure they don't have any food stuck in their beard. They make sure that the dandruff is cleaned off the thing. They make sure they don't have any dandruff. They make sure that they're neat, that they're looking like Kelm Talmina. That's it. Optimi Kelm. Vachule. And the way it was, many issues in Europe that they look neat. Tamachochem Shenitza Rov of Abigdo Chaimiso to make sure that they look betam. Saloch Lamaisa nowadays, the poskim say there's no wish from looking in a mirror. Avadi, you can't look in a mirror to stam adorn yourself. And Archos Rabbeinu Balkios Yaakov disciple said, any person who looks in a mirror, even though halacha lamaisa it's mutter, if you're looking in a mirror to say, "Wow, how good I look today," that takes away a little bit of your schar and olam haba. Pacha noira. You're enjoying olam haza a little bit too much. So halacha lamaisa, you can look in a mirror, but a person should not go ahead and spend time adorning his appearance. Now what about when it comes to clothing?
When it comes to clothing, this is already a shayla because we have the pasuk in Acharos Parkir Ches Pasuk Gimel. Chukaseim lo selecho nimusin. We can't follow the ways, the manners of the goyim. Are you allowed to dress in the latest vogue, in the latest styles, fashions of the goyim? So it starts with a marik in Shorash Peches, who says that there's no isser in donning the clothing, because if that's the clothing that everybody is wearing, like the Sugya Me'ilah Daf Yudzayim and Aleph, you have cases historically when the Jews and the non-Jews dressed in similar garb. Maybe let's not go to Chukas HaGoyim. You're not doing it to dress like the Goyim, and they're not fashioning the clothes for the Goyim. See, yes, we find that Wal Noshinu Ashmamas L'Shayim Asmabusheya, which, by the way, those three mindless never appear in any Chazal together. We combine them. There's a Medrash Brachos Rabbah, there's a Medrash Seichot Tova Yaakov Shmoni, but Zok the Maral, Zok the Moshe Feinstein, though it was necessary in order to get out of Mitzrayim. That's what Yaakov did to preserve the ethnicity of what it meant to be a Yid, writes from Meir Simcha, Meshachocha, Parshish Bechukosai, Perchavov, and Posek Mandalin. Yaakov knew that I have to preserve the ethnicity of what it means to be a Yid, to dress and look distinctly like a Jew, and to speak to still cling steadfast onto the vernacular, your indigenous Lashon HaKodesh, and of course your Yiddish names. That you gotta stick with. But that only applies for the Dor Yotzei Mitzrayim. Henceforth, it all depends. It all depends on the Zman. On the Zman, and therefore writes Moshe Feinstein, Igros Moshe Yoderech and Galison Pei Aleph, he starts with the Marik, and he says in the end of the day, even without the Marik, Ein Shaykh Issa Mabushe Nachem, why? Tahakamat Kobade Yisol Loshim Mabushe Eilu, come on, everybody wears like this. Then came me, Omer Shehe Mabushe Nachem, Yisol Loshim Mabushe Nachem, who says that we took it from them? Are the designers designing for them and we're copying them? They're designing it for the world. Yesterday, years ago, there was a poor Tommy Hilfiger said, if I knew that Jews and African Americans would be wearing my clothing, I wouldn't have gone into design. Shmachmonis, anti-Semitism. But yeah, cases, and a designer, Giorgio Armani, years ago, there was an article written up, he was actually trying to reintroduce regular goyim wearing kapotas and tzitzis. Wearing kapotas, the old Polish garb, wearing a long kapota, and he had models coming out with fake tzitzis, fake strings. Who's saying they're not designing it for the goyim and we're copying the goyim, they're designing it for the world? So Moshe concludes, if it's Big Day Preachers, that's a different story. Big Day Preachers that we have no shaykhs to, it's Big Day Preachers besides the Isser of Tznius and Preachers in Yonim, Avada, that's all going to go within the purview of Chukasayim Losar Leichel. But concludes on Moshech and Galasim Pei Aleph, and based on the Marik as well, Halacha Lamaisa, and this is how the Mishnah Halacha is from an Asher Klein and the Shal Chuvus based Avi, and all the Chuvus has no problem dressing in the times, it's not Chukasagayim, but Avada, it has to be Begodim of Tznius. If it's flashy colors, that's a different story. Then the Shach already tells us, and Yoredeya, Simekupechesi tells us, Sifkonya Gimel, I believe it is, the Shach tells us that if you wear red, we know red is a color of neon, it's flashy, any bright colors that attract, it's a chisaron and tznius. But anytime you're staying away from those flashy colors, anytime you're staying away from something that attracts attention, or it's a begodim, a pritzus, then avada, there's nothing wrong, but you shouldn't care about it. You shouldn't care about having to be always in line with the latest styles, but it's not a problem with Chukas HaGoyim, and that's like a big issue. Very quickly, what about plastic cosmetic surgery? How interested in one's appearance should a person be? Halacha Lamaisa writes at Sitzel Yezer. Avila is a Wallenberg in Chelik Yedal of Simon Membez of Chuvus. He brings a Ramban to Torah Saladin based on the Sugya and Tainus, the top of Chof Amud Beis, that don't ask questions on the Uman that made you. If the Eibishter made you in such a fashion, then be happy with the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu be a Ezu Asher. Ovis Pardalim Nishal of Ezu Asher Smech Vechelko. Be happy with the way the Eibishter made you and don't try to change it. And if you try to change it unnecessarily, you might even be over in the Yisr. But the comments are the Aleph on Beis Asher Ladim Lechav Lasatzma. You know, let it be go Reim Nesek to yourself. Not let it damage and go take the scissor, take the scalpel and cut into yourself. Ella what? You want to change your appearance? Why are you asking questions of the Eibishter? And therefore the Tzitzel Yezer says, it's Asher to get a nose job. He says a person should not go ahead and go under the knife and go and undergo plastic cosmetic surgery. That's not the majority opinion. Majority opinion is like Rav Yaakov Breish and Chelkas Yaakov Chuvus Chelik Gimel Simi Yadalef. The Shor Metzion of Alach espouses his opinion as well. As does the Minchas Yitzchok and Chelik Vav of Chuvus and Simi Kufay. So you have here the Chelkas Yaakov, the Shor Metzion of Alach, and the Minchas Yitzchok, and they all say that if there's tsar, if there's busha, if a person's mamish embarrassed by the looks, then the same way for tsar aguf avada leinian refuah verapa yerapi mekachin itin reshus lerupi lerapos. So you can be magdir that for yourself, this tsar, this busha, this embarrassment, is also, it's emotional health, emotional well-being, mental well-being is also in the parsha. The Melo, you're allowed to go ahead and do a surgery, not stomp to improve your appearance. If it's stomp aesthetically, you're happy, you're content, but you want to look better, then they also agree you can't do it. But if it's to remove a tsar, to remove a busha, an agamas nefesh, that the crooked knows that this is something avada after a person's in an accident, rachman al-tzlan, that's a devil pulsion. But let's say stamazoi. They hold that if it's to prevent to be masalik at tsar, an agamas nefesh, in such a case it would be permissible. So that's the majority of opinions, but you also have Rabbi Moshe Feinstein. And Rabbi Moshe Zatzal writes in the Gemara Moshe and Chayish Mishpan and Chelik Beis and Siman Samach Vav. He says that a woman who wants to get a nose job, a woman who wants to improve her appearance, she's allowed to. She's allowed to, because yes, Taisus tells him of a Kamatzari Alf Oshul Lachavla Satzafilu Tzayrach. That's when it's a Tzorach Parnosa. But about if a person's doing it to improve their appearance, and when Chazal tell us Tainus Laman Alf Ein Yishel LeYofi, and a woman wants to appearance for seduchim reasons or for her husband, then about herself, she wants to look better and she's going to feel better about herself. Her Maisha says that's enough of reason. I the Sakana Shabo. It's Maisa Machol Yom already nowadays. We know that cosmetics, plastic surgery, is $160 billion a year industry, and plastic cosmetic surgery, it's all over the place. It's Maisa Machol Yom. You don't really have a Sakana element today. It's Maisa Machol Yom. She says about a man. Males shouldn't be doing it. For a man to do it, then you got to ask your local Orthodox rabbi. That's a whole different shayla. But for a woman, when you see the afyofi, as we see Chazal, our mishaberach lesinian of the yofi, that there's some maila, the gabi, the isha, avadra maisha is even more makel, even if it's not purely, solely to be masalik, the busha, the agmas nefesh, even then, there will be a heter. So that's plastic cosmetic surgery. For men, it's not so posh. For women, again, lamaskona, the milsa, yes, it's Eliezer Asers, Atzos, the Avnei Tzedek, and a few others, but the majority of opinions like the Chalkas Yaakov, Shomitzen, Rolacha, and Mechas Yitzchak, that if it's to remove pain, Agmas Nefesh, if it's causing mental tsar, in such a case, it's going to be mutter, and that, of course, would apply equally to men as it does to women. And Ramesh is even more makel, and Chayish Mishpat Chelek Beis, and Simon Samach Vav, that it would be mutter for a woman to improve her appearance, Inishal Yofi. For men, it's not so posh. That would be a separate shayla. So we talked about Nefilas Abore, talked about beautiful things, Kilim Nam, but a person has to always keep in mind that always has to go down a Madrega. Always has to go down a Madrega. I remember getting a drive up to the mountains one year with a doctor who worked nearby, and was a very wealthy doctor. And he says to me, Rabbi Feiner, as I went into his nice Toyota Camry, he says to me, take a look around. He had every gadget in the universe. All the gadgets filled his Toyota Camry. He says, I'm a gadget guy. He says, me. He says, I'm keeping Shopper Image, Hamaco Schlemmer, I'm keeping them in business. He says, but I don't need to parade it. I don't need the Lexus. I don't need the fancy car. He says, I don't want it to, and the world doesn't need to see it. He says, I bought a regular Camry, and then I got a posh leather interior, and I got woodwork, and I got the gadgets, all the devices. He says, I in here for me, but I don't need to parade it to show it to the world. I thought it was a Gewaltige Meile. He knew he could easily afford the Lexus, but he went down. So what I tell my Baal Batim as well, whatever you think you can afford, go down. You want to buy A, buy B. You want to buy C? It's always about being mamayit. It's always about the yada cut corners. That's what we see klar in the Igeres Agra, all in the trufa. Life is not about tanesim and tzigufim. It's not about abstention. Like the Meshach Chochma told us, Yushami, Kedush, and Dali, the base, Asad, Litin, Dim, Cheshvan, Hakom, Ashen, Rolon, Amen. I remember discussing years ago with my Rebbe, Ritzvi Berkowitz, Shlita, from Ray Yisol, the Edom, Roshua Kamenetsky. I was at a chasana, again, one of these lavish upstate chasanas, unbelievable wedding hall. Don't ask, mamish, 15 course dinner, whatever it was. Usually it's a 7-course, because meals are 7-course with a 7-layer cake. So here, Lamaisa, 15-course, so the 3rd course, after you had a soup and after you had a salad, I was sitting at, they put me at the rabbi's tables. I said, if I'm at the rabbi's table, let me sit next to Shmuel Kamenetsky, one of the Gedolei America. So I'm sitting next to my Rebbe's Shver, Shmuel Kamenetsky, and the 3rd course that came out was everyone got a whole coconut. You had a whole coconut, they cleaned out the coconut, and they put in coconut ices. As to, you know, after all, you had the soup and you had the salad to get ready for the next course. And you have to have this ice. So I'm sitting here. We already had a soup. We already had, this is Mamish Tanugi Olam Hazeh. This is Mamish Yesemis. This is, I mean, what's going to be? Taisus brings the Medrash, the Tanugi Olam Hazeh, right? And Ksuvus, Kibdal and Alf, until the person's Mavakish, that Torah should come inside. You got to daven that Tanugi Olam Hazeh shouldn't come in. Rabbi raises Zok of Etzat, Weiss, and Lamal, and Meolam, and Nesim, Olam Hazeh. Right, Shavim Elgolios, you said, Mashiach Chos, why did he raise his fingers? Because he precisely wanted to be Magish Nephilsized. Abishtar, I never used my fingers to get enough from Olam Hazeh. I was busy using my fingers to write down the Mishnaic teachings, because he put down the canonization of all the Mishnah. That's why he raised Bedavka Hizet's boss, right? So Rav Magolios and Yisrael Mishnah Chasso. Hakapon, we're sitting next to Shmuel Kamenetsky. We have the soup, we have the salad, What's Rav Shmuel going to do? Is he going to eat the ice? No, no, I'll just follow suit. Torah evil woman on its tzarech. Brachas dav zayin am rebeis. I'm Rav Yochim Meshum Shemichai. Get all the shemushim shatoy yosun limudo. So let me go and see what he does. So Rav Shmuel picked up a spoon and he took two bites of the coconut ice cream and then he put it down. So okay, so that's what I did. I said, Torah evil woman on its tzarech. I went back to my Rebbe and I said, Rebbe, I just want to know, did I do the right thing? He says, I was sitting next to Rebbe Shver and I saw he took two bites of the coconut ice and I did the same thing. He says, Eitan. He says, I know my Shver. He doesn't like coconut ices. Okay, so I blew a coconut ice. La Maisa. And the end of the day, what? It's all about precious. The Riven and Agdaman of Ali and Nefesh, the Rabbi Yon and his Igeris Hatshuva, quoting the Riven. It's not about Tanisim Zagufim. Imagine if everybody went to a chas and everyone said, you know what? Let's decide. Here we are this Sunday morning. Let's decide we have a chas tonight. No one ordered the prime rib. Imagine how much steak is going to go in the garbage. Nobody eats. What do you mean precious? We shouldn't eat dessert. Everybody, nobody touched dessert. It's Gavala. You're on somebody else's cheshvan, on another yitz cheshvan. It means what? It means we're not looking to go to restaurants all the time. We're not looking to run to these places. But if we came to a chavina, come to chasan to eat. Ketzim ragdim. We came to chasan to death. To be besmech to chosu kalo. If it happens to be here, so this is dinner tonight. It means what? You don't have to finish everything on your plate. You don't need that extra slice of pizza. When you're going for the ice cream, you don't need all the trimmings. You don't need the toppings, the sprinkles. A different color. The nourishkeit, that means what? Precious, that's the right. But it means what? Not to say, I need to eat everything, but it means what? Life is not about fasting. It's not about tanis and sigufim. Writes the right, Rabbi Yonah in the Gra, it's about, you don't have to finish that whole piece of pizza. Imagine you had that geshmak of prime rib, and you went to the chas, and it was geshmak. And, you're down to the end, to the last piece. Oh, what a good piece of steak. But you know what? Precious. That's godless. I'm going to leave it over. I don't have to finish it. Imagine when you take that ice cream cone. And the best part is when the butterscotch and the hot chocolate topping, it all comes down to the end and the whipped cream and the sprinkles. And you're at the waffle cone, the chicken cone. It's the bottom part, right? I remember as a kid. I'm getting all nostalgic. Don't worry, I haven't had ice cream in years. I'm lactose intolerant. So I could say this story. But imagine when you were a kid, before I discovered I was lactose intolerant. After that last ice cream cone in my teenage years. Remember, the best part is the last, and you give that up. That's precious. Not to say I'm not going to, hey, still made ice cream, enjoy the ice cream. The shame of mitzvah, shalosh shudas, whatever it is, but you don't need the second scoop. You don't need the toppings, you don't need the trimmings. There's got to be a demonstration of precious. Hey, I tell everyone, you need a car, so get a good Honda. Honda, the Accord, the car that sells itself. Get a Toyota Camry, you want a CRV, you want a RAV4, get a decent car. Whatever, and if you can afford the Rolls Royce, don't get the Rolls. Never get what you can afford. Always go down much. You want this suit? Buy one or two dargas below this suit. Buy cars. You have wealthy people, okay? We have to know who the wealthy people are. They could drive the Lexus. They could drive the Jaguar. But you have to know. I remember as a kid, my grandmother, Allah Hashem, she had a Jaguar. And I grew up saying, I always want a Jaguar. She says, don't worry, until when you learn to drive, you get your Jaguar. Finally, I got my license. I was so excited. I get a box in the mail. And it's a little car. From California. It's a little car. I open it up. It's a little Jaguar with a note inside. Here, Eitan, I always promised you a Jaguar. It means to always go down Madrigas. We don't need to eat everything on our plate. We don't need to ask for doubles. We don't need to ask for seconds. We don't need to get the clothing that's already in our pay scale. We can always go down. We have to show a level of atronus. We always have to show that we're being mevater. And now let's bring it all together. We talked about personal appearances. We always talked about, yes, you have to look put together. In Yeshiva Bochum, you got to look. Tam Chochem, it's Yuma, Pei Vav, Amar Aleph. You have to make a Kiddush in Shemayim that people look in the street and say, that's a guy who's put together. That's a guy. His shirt is tucked in. He looks betamped. He's neat. He's clean. He's not disheveled. He's not uncomely. He looks neat. You got to make sure that you look neat, that the food is not stuck in the beard. You got to make sure that you're clean, that you're neat. The Chabin Arav, in the biography of the Dobe Meshorim, the Chabin Arav, the Dobe Rishvienfeld, he used to go ahead and have little pocket mints on him. Because whenever he went to shmooze with people, especially young children, he always wanted to make sure that his breath would smell nice. To make sure that he always looked good. And you see, Divin Gadolma, they're always, it's put together, it's neat. Tamachoch Mashunitzurava Vigdo, but you don't have to go ahead and overdo it. You don't have to get the latest styles. It doesn't have to be the latest fashions, but it's gotta be betamt. You gotta make a Kiddush Hashem that people look and say, that's a yid. Look how that yid goes in the street, and that's, they walk away impressive. Meila, in the end of the day, the Maskar of the Milsa. We touched upon a number of halachic and yonah, but now let's just tie it all into Hanukkah. Because who connects to Hanukkah? Megala Mukas writes from Nefta Shapiro Pashas Vayeshev Yosef Atzadikas Keneged Chanukah. Remember the Ovis, the Torah writes in Echusur Shchodesh and Rachayim Tzimatov Yedzayim Mashem Ochiv, and the Grom Adurit Lisaw Deres Leo Pashas Bolot. The Ovis corresponds to the three Regalim Avram to Pesach Yitzur to Shavuos and Yaakov to Sukkis. Who corresponds to the Yontif the Rabbanan of Chanukah? Writes the Megala Mukas, it's Yosef Atzadik. Not coincidentally, of course. Because all the parshios, the Rekha of Chanukah, it always coincides with all parshios Vayeshev Miketz. Miketz is always going to be a Shabbos Chanukah. Who's the protagonist? Who's the hero occupying center stage on the pages of Vayeshev Miketz? None other than Yosef HaTzadik. Yosef is all about the Lahava on top of the Eish, Avadja, Perkalapos Yerches, Vahoye, Beis Yaakov, Eish, Beis Yosef, Lahava, Beis Eish of Lakash. What do we light on the menorah? We light the menorah. We light Chanukah is Yosef HaTzadik. Writes that the first Shlomo, the Radomska Rebbe, the first Shlomo, Yoni Chanukah, Dafayin Gimlam and Aleph. Chanukah is Gematria 89, and Makolel is the Tzadi. Who is Yosef HaTzadik? Sotalam, Advavam, Rebbeis, the Zohar Kodesh. Who has that title? Who's branded with that choice appellation? Tzadik. Yosef owns the Tzadik. The Yosef Tzadi is Gematria 90, and Makolel is Chanukah, Gematria 89. Chanukah is Yosef HaTzadik. Not only that, where's the first remes? Tosios Chanukah and page of the Chumash. Let's go to the Matam Ocean, Chelekei, number 993. That's also bought in the Lele Yaraba. What's the first remez to Osios Chanukah? Let's go to Parshas Miketz, Perek Mem Gimel, Pasuk Tzayin, 43:16. Writes the Pasuk, Utvoach Tevach Vehachei. Utvoach Tevach is Gematria. How many neighbors? 44. How many neighbors, including the Hamad, that we light over the Meshech Kamei Chanukah? And take the Ches from the second word, Tevach Vehachein, Vav Hei Chof Nun, Osios Chanukah. Tevach Vehachein, Osios Chanukah, Mata Moshe, Eliyahu Rabbah, that's why there's a makor to have Riboy Seudos, like the Marshal says, over Chanukah. Here you have a remez to Chanukah, where? And words that come out of Yosef when he's there with his brothers, Shech, let's have a Gansa Suda, Yosef HaTzadik is Chanukah. Chanukah, Gematria, Tzadik, that's Yosef HaTzadik. Yosef HaTzadik is the Lahava, is the tip of top of the flame. Yosef HaTzadik marries who? Marries Osnos. Writes the Bnei Soschar. In Mamari Choche Kislev Tevis Mamar. Hey, Osnos Gematria 511. How many Kanim do we have in the Menorah? Seven Kanim. Seven Kanim like the Yaris Devash, like the Chidah, corresponds to the seven Chochmas. Chochma, Gematria, Chochma 73 times 7 is Gematria 511, Gematria Osnos. Vayikach Yosef as Osnos. He takes Osnos Gematria, the seven Kanim HaMenorah, corresponding to the seven Chochma. Writes Rabbeinu Ephraim, the beginning of Parshas Vayishev, and the Sefer Gematrios and the Maharash Milublit. They both say Yosef's first title is what? Ben Zekunim. Ben Zekunim, Rashi cites the title Moklus. Ben Chokim. Chochma. Chochma, the Zion Konim of the Menorah. That's all connected. Chochma. The first one is called Ein Novan V'Chochem Kamecha. That's Yosef HaTzadik, who's the Avrach. Av B'Chochma Rach B'Shonim. That's Yosef HaTzadik. But even better than that, writes the Sefer Gematrios, the Maharash Milublit. Zion Konim. Ben Zekunim. Ben Zekunim can be broken up into Ben Zion Konim. He's the son of the Zion Konim of the Menorah. So many correlations, Yosef, to Chanukah. Famous Gemara in Shabbos, Chof Aleph Amreis, my Chanukah. What's the Hemshech HaSugya? Amar Rabbi Tancham, Chof Beis Amin Aleph, my Vaborek Ema Mayim, Mayim Ema Vanachosh Rekrov Em Yishbo, Tortmima has this Pshat, Meshachochman Vayishav has this Pshat, but again, the juxtaposition of Yosef and the Bor and the story of my Chanukah. What's with Yosef and Chanukah? So we don't have time, obviously. So I'll just give the mamish b'kitzinimus. You'll just trust me on the marmakaimus. It's a lot of bnei yisoschars and mamari chotchei kisel tevis mamar base mamar dal and mamar hey some arizals as well sprinkled in. We'll just be samech right now. Hopefully that I make them all up anyway. So we'll just siyata d'shmaya. Let's just wrap this up in mitzvah Hashem because this is the yisod of Chanukah. Eibishter says, "I never want you to do away with the yefes. Yavto l'kim l'yefes." I bet it's out tonight that be Yishkan be Olei Shei. You can have Yofi, you can have beauty, but it's always got to be connected to what Yishkan be Olei Shei. Perak Tes Pesach Gimel Parshas Noach VeYikach Shein VeYefes Rashi cites Os Tes Vav and Meres Tan Chuma Malamit Shashin Nes Amitz BeMitzvah Yoser Shein gave us a Talis a Beger Shal Tzitzis a Dorei Doros Yefes Zochad Kibura. He did a Gavala Gemaisa Kibura. They focused on the Yofi, the superficial, the peripheral beauty. The external beauty. Yaakov is the internal beauty. Bava Metzia, Peidalam Nav, Shufri Diakov, and Shufri Dod the Mauritian. All the Mauritian gave over the internal pneumistic beauty to Yaakov, and it gave the big day Esav Chamudos, the external begodim, that went to Esav Lashon Asiyah. Esav is the external. That's Yofi, that's Yofan. And we are the internal with the pneumius. Remela writes the Maral in their mitzvah Gishmak. What is Yofan? Yofan is spelled Yud Vav Nun, the only three letters in the alphabet that have no pnim. There's no inside, because it's what you see. Is what you get. Even though in America we can't make up our mind, we always say what you see is what you get. There's always more than meets the eye. So which one is it? Akoponim, it's really both. Epshel l'kayim shneim. What you see is what you get. If your focus is solely on Gashmi, that's Yovan. Yovan, they gave us the world of the Olympics. Olympics without any clothes on. They're all about worship of the body and the physical anatomy. There Yovan writes to Maral, what is Yovan? Yud Vav Nun. It's just
outside representation of spillage of ink. There's no pneumius. An aleph has space in the middle of base, a gimel. Yud, vav, nun are the only three letters in the aleph base that have no space in the middle. Answer David Cohen in Berachas Yavetz and Chelik Aleph. Not only that, what is yud, vav, nun? Yud is just the small dot. Vav is the hemshach of the yud, and nun is the hemshach of the vav. It's the same thing all over again. That's yavan. That's gashmis. Gashmis is under the sun. That's the shana. That's the never-changing sun. That's continuity. That's perpetuity. That's all in Kamen Hoganoi. We are tachasa levona, the chodesh, hischachus, the waxing and waning of the moon. We're always on move, we're always on the go. That's yavan. That's Greek. It's the same thing all over again. There's no pnim. We have the yofi, but Abishur says, have the yofi. Appreciate it. Behold it. Even make brochas on it. Osim asabrishus, kachalo bialoma. But it must be attached, and you must be machnia, the external beauty, to the ikur, to the pnimius dekechein, that's ola mi befnim. And that's Yosef Atzadik, the only male described on the page of the Chumash as being beautiful. Paras v'echi, he's a feitor, feimara. Who also yarshened the chein of his mother Rachel, that's Yosef Atzadik, was yarshened the one, yarshened the chein. Who has the koach not to look? Who's the one who's protected from ayin hora, because he knew what to look at, what not to look at? Bav metzia, peidalam and alav, brachas daf chafam and alav. Am Rabbi Yochanan, an mizor di Yosef kasina, de lo shaltamay nabisha. Uli ayin, ali ayin, ma, hayam, achasa, de not subject to Ayin Hara Vachulei and Rav Yonasan Aishas, the Kishu, they're underneath the water. Yosef Atzadik is Shmira Sanayim. Yosef Atzadik is Chayim. Yosef is the one who corresponds to Hanukkah. You can have Yovan, but it's got to be Yishka and Be'o Aleshay. Writes the Arizal, Tzion is Gematria 156. How do you make Tzion? You know what the beauty of Yerushalayim is? Kiddushim and Tess, it got 9/10 of the covenant of Yofi that descended into the world. Yefeinu Masos Kalaret. Tzion is where the story of Hanukkah took place. Tzion writes the Arizal, it's Gematria 156. How do you spell Tzion? You need the Tzidkas of Yosef juxtaposed to Yavan. When you start with Yavan, you have Yavan, but the prefix has to be the Os Tzadi. Gematria Hanukkah, Os Tzadi. Yosef Atzadik. That's the prefix. Says, oh, but it gets better than that. Because not only is Tzion 156, when you take a Tzadi and join it to Yavon, but who else is 156? Yosef Atzadik. Yosef Kamach 156, which is Shem Havaya 26 times 6. Yosef owns number 6. That's Tikkun HaBris. That's Shmiras HaYesod. That's Tshuva Samsoif in Arachayim. In Arachayim, in Siman Samach Vav, easy one to remember, 66. That's where he talks about the 6th Aliyah is the most harsh. That's connected Yosef Atzadik. Yosef is number 6. 6 times 26, 156. That's Yosef. That's seen, but it gets even better. Let's go now to Bnei Yisrael. Shlomo Melech tells us that Kohelis Parak Zayin Pasuk Yedalim Zeh Lo Mazeh Asa Lokim. It's always Zeh Lo Mazeh. If there's Koach Hatayv, if there's Emes the Sheker, if there's Tova, then there's got to be Ra. Who's the one to battle the Koach of Yosef? Yovan. Who is the Melech of Yovan? Adi Yoches. What do you think the Gematria is? Adi Yoches Gematria 156. Melech Yovan Gematria 156. Adi Yoches 156 equals Melech Yovan 156. On one side of the scale, the other side of the scale is Yosef 156. And the miracle takes place in Sion when you juxtapose it Tzadi and it was predicated Mavusas and Meusan on the Tzidkis of Yosef. Then and only then can you have a Yovan if it's Yishkan Meol Leshay. Memela, where did we start this concept? We went into Mitzrayim and Yaakov already implanted in the Bria. He gave us Lashino and Shomus Lashonus Rabashayim. And where did it happen? We went to Goshna. Writes the Hailing of Din of Rebbe Bnei Yisoschar, who allowed us to succeed in preserving our ethnicity, our Yiddishkeit, even in Goshna. Yosef, Goshna, Osios, Neskadol Hayasham, the letters on the dreidel. Goshna, Neskadol Hayasham, that's Yosef Atzadik. Yosef, Antiochus, 156, again 156, Antiochus Melchiavon. Of 56, the miracle takes place in Sion, 156, Yosef marries Osnos, Osnos 5:11, Keneged, the 73 times 7, 7 Kane HaMenorah, and that's all the Bechina of Yosef, that's Megal Mukas, that Yosef is Keneged Chanukah. And Mela, all that happened, in Bimat Yom, Ben Yochanan, Kohen Gadol, that all came from Yochanan. What is Yochanan? What happens when you take Chen and you mix it into Yavan? Geshmak, it comes Yochanan. Amrav Yochanan, and Mizar Di Yosef Kasino, Bimat Yom, Ben Yochanan, Kohen Gadol. It all starts by being the banner of Yochanan, when you take the Chen, the I love Yosef Shein, and you put that into Yavon. That's the Yechanan, that's where the story starts. That's Chanukah. Chanukah is Neskadol HaYosham. That started already in Goshna. That's Tzion, that's Melch Yavon, that's 156. You can have the Yofi of a Yavon, but it's got to be built. It's got to be Mavusis predicated first and foremost on the Tzidkas of Yosef HaTzadik. If you start with the Koch of Yosef HaTzadik, he gives us the tip of the flame that can go and destroy everything that Yavon, the Yefes, represents. He tells us how to use the Gashmi, when to make a bracha, when to use it, right? That's the Chokhmah of Yosef, who was Mavat. At all to the Chokhmah Satira, we should be Zoichem et Hashem.
As Chanukah to be makabel, the Or HaTayra, the Or HaPnimi, Lahina Maisa Ora, Or is your Torah Megillah Tesayinu and Beis. Let's get the Or, Ner Mitzvah of Torah Or, let's get the Or HaPnimi of the Tayra, and allow it to Siyata Nishmai, how to use the Olam HaGashmi, how to view our clothing, our material goods and possessions in the entire mundane materialistic society around us, how to be Machniya, make it all subjugated first and foremost to the Chochmas HaTayra, to the Adiyas HaTayra, to the guidance of the Tayra. Yeshakayach, I hope you enjoyed a Geshmak of breakfast and ate all that Gashmi stick of breakfast before you heard the shiur today, and Emet Hashem will eat L'Shem Shemayim, will dress L'Shem Shemayim, and will be zeichet to celebrate once again in Tzion for miracles. L'mayim v'netzev, v'mehim Rav Yemeinu Yeshakai for coming. Have a good day.
And we're going to mention, I forgot to mention that it's possible for a Fushim name for your Shem Basra. But by the time we're going to mention it, we're going to mention it. Thank you.